Just very quickly, success factors in marriage, or factors for success in marriage. Our objective here is how to make marriage successful. There are five factors I am going to mention in rapidity. If I am a man, I am a wife, a husband, and I want my marriage to be successful, what factors should I embrace? Number one, understanding. Understanding. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Understand who you are married to and deal with them based on your understanding of who they are. The person may appear like a difficult person, but it's just that you don't understand. You see, you want to open a door and you are struggling with the keys. It's because you don't really understand which key opens it. What we are saying here is find a key to your husband or your wife. Just find the key. Understanding. What we call misunderstanding is actually missed understanding. You miss the understanding. When you miss the understanding, you misunderstand. Understanding. If you need to pray, pray, Lord, help me to know who I am married to. Let me understand this man. Number two, wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what works and what does not work. Wisdom. Proverbs 24 verse 3, he said, through wisdom is a house builded. You build a home with wisdom. What is it that works? What is it that does not work? Anybody who is repeating the same process and expecting a different result is a mad person. That's the definition of insanity, according to what we heard some time ago. Wisdom. You cannot be doing the same thing that is causing problem in the house. You made that statement last time. It almost exploded in a quarrel. You are making it again. Wisdom. Number three, affection. You love liberally. Love that is liberally displayed. Unashamedly displayed. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. He said, set a seal upon my heart as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. One of the things that cannot be faked is love. And one of the things that cannot be hid is love. You can't love your wife and she's not aware. And you cannot genuinely love your husband and he's not aware. Love until your husband will tell you, honey, I am overwhelmed with your love. Love until your wife will tell you, I think I'm the luckiest woman in this world to be married to you. If your wife has not confirmed to you your love, you are lying. If you said you love them, that's the truth. They will let you know. No, I mean the most ungrateful person on earth. There are acts that you carry out that they can't hold their peace. They have to say it. Most marriages are suffering from bankruptcy of love. The people are existing with each other like metal that has no grease in between. Love is the grease of relationship. It's the grease of relationship. Some men are iron men. Some women are metal. Steel. Love comes by speech. Love comes by action. Love comes in deed. You say it, you do it. You match words with action. In fact, you overacted. You promise, you overdeliver. Someone say amen.
Amen.
And I will not, and I am not telling you what I read from a book. I am telling you what is practicable. So factor number one, understanding. Number two, wisdom. Number three, affection, which is love. Number four, forgiveness. Forgiveness that is effortlessly given. First Peter chapter 4 verse 8. The Bible said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Let me tell you the easiest way to forgive. The easiest way to forgive is when the offended makes excuse for the offender. You are the one that was offended. You excuse the offense. No. I don't think he really means to talk like that. Maybe there was a pressure on him from the office. Maybe it's like something. I don't know. It's not normally like this. Oh, no. My wife does not normally disrespect me. Oh, she can't disrespect me. Something. Let me get to the root of what is really troubling her. Let me find out what is really wrong. In forgiveness, you despise the action and investigate the intention. You give the action a knockout and get to the root of the provocation. What really led to this? Something is not, it's not deliberate. I don't think you should. I mean, nobody can agree to marry you and then decide to enjoy you and then decide to be a pain in your body and then decide to be offending you permanently. Something must be wrong somewhere. There is a forgiveness where yourself will say, if I was in her shoes, maybe I would have acted worse than this. I think it's pressure of children or something. I think there is something. If I was in her shoes, I would have acted worse than this. That's the root of forgiveness. Am I communicating? It is making excuse. That was what God did for us. We offended him and he provided a solution. The one we offended decided to die. It is as if the judge judged you that you should go to prison. Then he comes down from the judgment seat and went to the prison for you. That's what he did now. That is what God did. The wages of sin is death. He said we have offended him and we should die. After he has finished the judgment, he said, okay, let me die the death. If you understand this, and especially yourself understand that there are many things you have done against God, if God should hold it against you, you would have been in hell by now. With that understanding, you just pardon your wife, your husband. Praise the Lord. So the first thing that is very, and this again is a major challenge, why problems keep on resurfacing. People are bringing issues of 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and they are not going forward. So you release understanding, wisdom, affection, forgiveness, and number five, affirmation. Affirmation. I want to let you know that I'm very, very grateful. I think I need, I just wish that all women can have this kind of husband. That you don't beg to pay school fees. You don't beg for anything. I'm very, very grateful. I think that God should gift every man this kind of supportive wife. Affirmation. Affirmation is lubrication. It's another form of lubrication for manifestation. You want people to behave better, affirm them more. Am I communicating? There are many people for months, husband has never made one comment on anything they did right. He is quick to notice what they did wrong. They are licking their food while eating. Almost cut their finger with the leakage of the food. Yet they can't say thank you. It's his money. If it's his money, why doesn't he enter the kitchen and cook? That's the mentality that destroys homes. Everybody has his part. If he brings the money, the woman say thank you. If she cooks the food, the man say thank you. When the man is bringing the money and the woman cannot say thank you, sir, we are not starving in this house because you are making the provision. And the woman is cooking the food and is in the kitchen sweating and then smoke and all of that, and the man cannot say thank you, that is calamity. Identify your role and appreciate the other person for their role. Am I communicating? My wife didn't pay children's school fees. I am too honorable. I feel too dignified to ask her to contribute. I think it lowers my dignity to say that when is the next time you contribute to this house. It lowers my respect. I don't know about other people, but for me, I want to be man indeed. I'm not wearing suit for nothing. I don't have this stamina for nothing. I am man, not woman. Am I communicating at all? How much is the school fees? How much is the money for the feeding? Take. This is for the food in the house. This is for the school fees. This is for your allowance. That must not be spent for the house. Listen to this. Yet, I'm the one who brought the money. She has gone to school and paid the student school fees and traveled to visit them and done everything. And she returns back and I still say thank you for helping me take care of the children like that. Okay, I have the money. Let me go to the school and visit them. Let me do all their bank things for them. If I tell you some things. Now, credit card, ATM. I don't know how to operate it. I don't know how to operate. I don't know. I don't have the time. That's to put card inside and press number. When? It is not because I don't want to do it. I do not. I don't. I have so much to do that there are other people who can do that. I'm learning though, in case I travel alone. So when one person does their own, say thank you to them. When last did the man carry pregnancy? This world would have ended since. If it is men that are to be pregnant, they will slap the nurse in the ward, hit the midwife, push. You see you two, come and push. Don't command me like that. After the first pregnancy, he will ask the doctor to tie the tube. Tie the tube. I'm not pregnant. I won't give birth again. He will ask the doctor, tie the tube. Tie the tube. Just tie it. This world would have finished since. People would have ended. He won't go to labor ward twice. Wake up in the morning with belly. And he's walking like this. Oh, no. That is why we have to value one another. What man can do, women can't do. So all this feminist movement is a joke.
What man can do, woman can do.
That's why they say man marry man, woman marry man. Then they will go and adopt children and say, go adopt any child, born your own. So that we know that that is how it works. And what woman can do, man can do. Muscle can do it. I know that somebody is blessed. Be liberal with affirmation. You are sharply dressed, looking so wonderful, beautiful, smart. You have done well. And that is not to say that when something wasn't done well, you won't say it. But when it is not done well and you say it, it makes more sense if you have been saying what has been going well. But if you only notice what is not done well, you are just considered a wicked person. Be liberal with commendation and affirmation, and be frugal with condemnation. Be prodigal with affirmation. Be frugal, almost stingy with commendation, condemnation. You can come and say, this and that wasn't well done. But if you do these five things, factors, understanding and wisdom, and what else? Affection and forgiveness and affirmation. God on your side, that home should be good. For every woman here, when you go home, let your husband know that the next meeting, I said you should invite him. Don't say you must be there so that he doesn't think you are quarreling with him. And don't go and say it is you they were preaching about. Everything today, it was you. Don't do that. And now for every man that is here, I have the audacity to instruct you. When next this meeting is holding, your wife must be with you. When one person hears it and the other person doesn't hear it, this one is acting opposite and the other one is acting opposite. The two must sit together and hear the same thing, and there shall be results. Stand up on your feet. Go ahead and give him the praise. Give him the praise. 14 plus 25. That is 39 minutes for two messages. All right. I don't think that is too bad. Lift up your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Worship him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Anybody receive something here today? Say amen. Is there any of the singles here you receive something today? At least you know what to do. Dr. Ms. Enenche, I require you to come back and pray for them. God gave you the grace to be satisfied early in life. Come forward. You were 23 years and 6 months when you got married. I've revealed going to 24. Let God satisfy them early. Those who are due for marriage, what you have done for me, do for them. Lift your hands and pray. Men and women, go ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word to us today. And I pray tonight in the name of Jesus for every precious one listening to the sound of my voice. I ask, oh God, that the help and the favor that you granted me, oh Lord, to be married on time, let it be released upon these ones that are in need of it in the name of Jesus. I come against is the spirit of delay. I arrest every sense of delay. I arrest ancestral curses, generational spells, familial spells. I come against the spell of disfavor in the name of Jesus. I come against the spell of rejection in the name of Jesus. I declare the impartation of character in the name of Jesus. I declare the impartation of humbleness in the name of Jesus. I declare today every spell that has held anyone in delay is hereby arrested in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you open the windows of heaven and you organize and coordinate and orchestrate and bring together everyone that needs to be married together with the right person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because the spell of delay is over today in Jesus' name.
Give the Lord the praise. And now we agree together for everyone here today who is married. We declare peace, amen. Tranquility,
amen.
Serenity,
amen.
Harmony,
amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
Every spirit of delay,
yes.
In bringing forth the seed, today is the end of that spell.
Amen.
Every demon of marital disharmony, whatever has made the man and his wife to be enemies of each other, I declare a breakdown of that agenda in the name of Jesus. Every situation in the home, financial situation, scarcity situation, poverty situation, empty-handedness situation, today it is arrested.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I ask for marital new wine. New wine in the home. New wine in the home. New wine in the home.
Amen.
New wine in the home.
Amen.
I feel the leading to call any man or woman out. You are married. God is helping us. But I'm trusting God, based on this message we have heard tonight, to help us move as a family to another level in marital success, in marital harmony. I don't want to say it so that nobody feels like, oh, you have marriage problems. No, that's not what I'm talking about. It may be, but I'm saying it the other way, to help you. The kind of help that I see in God's servant and his family, I want that kind of help. Especially if you have experienced marital attack, where it looks like anti-marital forces want to make you and your wife like enemies all the time, or tear your life apart. Lift up your hands, everyone, and let's close our eyes so that nobody is opening to watch who is coming out or who is not coming out. But I feel like giving an opportunity. If you're in that category, step forward here. I want help from above. I want to connect with the anointing of God on this altar for my marital destiny. This is for those who are already married, not those trusting God for marriage. Yes, marital harmony, marital dignity, marital beauty. I ask that God, I actually see people coming out, husband and wife coming together. That's excellent. I need help. I need mercy. We need harmony. We need beauty in the home and help from above. There is enough space to go on your knees. Just make contact with the unction on this altar. That's right. There's enough space to do that. Those watching online, we are trusting the Lord. I'm trusting the Lord for harmony in my home, for peace in my home between me and my husband, between me and my wife. We want to be better. Not that we are enemies, but we think that things can be better. We think that the home can be sweeter. We think that the home can be more exciting, more honorable. Especially if you can see around yourself anti-marital spell, where your siblings, their marriages are not working, and it looks like the same spell is about to be cast on your own marriage, and you are saying, no, this must work. This must work. My spiritual parents, God is helping them maritally. I receive the same help for my family, for my marriage. And for some of us here, God is also blessing your children for you, your children for you. Go ahead and pray. Open your mouth now while we are on this altar. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. I receive the help of God. I receive the help of God. Now there is space on the side. Ushers can usher them. Instead of blocking the center there, there is space on the side.
Go ahead and speak to God. Go ahead and speak to God. Maybe the marital wine has finished and you are trusting God for the new wine of marriage. 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 New wine of marriage.
Thank you for your children. As we all make contact with this altar, the oil of God that restores human destinies and dignities, that also restores marital destinies and dignities, I pray for you today grace to walk in what you have heard.
Amen.
Is released upon you.
Amen.
Grace to walk in understanding. Grace to walk in wisdom.
Amen.
Grace to walk in love.
Amen.
Grace to walk in forgiveness.
Amen.
Grace to walk in affirmation.
Amen.
That grace be released upon you now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today I take authority over every anti-marital spell.
Amen.
Every ancestral generational curse.
Amen.
Every power from your father's house.
Amen.
Every power from the waters.
Amen.
Every power from old relationships.
Amen.
That does not want your marriage to work.
Amen.
Help her there. Mahashadada. That does not want your home to work. I decree today that power is broken.
Amen.
That power is broken.
Amen.
That power is broken.
Amen.
That power is broken. The Lord is saying, I should let someone know. The failure of your parents' marriage shall not be your own failure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The failure of your family, marital failures, with your father or mother, with your siblings, with your loved ones, with your extended family, that shall never be your portion. Powers of the water will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of witchcraft will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of the occult will never succeed.
Amen.
Powers of the familiar spirits will never succeed.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
As you live here, both men and women, the first message we heard and this message we just heard, as we put into practical practice the things we heard, may your marriage blossom to the next level.
Amen.
And like the woman of God preached, he says, when the home is not working, prayers can be hindered. I announce today that from this moment forward, your prayer as a husband and wife will answer with accuracy.
Amen.
I decree an increase in the anointing.
Amen.
Increase
increase in the anointing.
Amen.
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 Upon the husbands, upon the wives, and upon the families.
Amen.
So shall it be. And so shall it be. And so shall it be.
And so shall it be. And so shall it be.
Right now, every marital wrong foundation, like people who slept with each other before they were officially married, we ask for help from above.
Amen.
See after me, say, Father, I receive your help. And I surrender my life, my family, and my marriage to you. Say, Father, I ask for mercy where I have done what was not meant to be done before marriage and the consequences of them. I ask for mercy and forgiveness, cancellation in the name of Jesus. And every ancestral curse, family curse that is anti-marital, I reject you, I refuse you. Thank you, Lord, for freedom and for deliverance.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
And every marriage here, those on their knees and those in the crowd that is facing any challenge that is marital, sickness of children, joblessness of husband or poverty or scarcity, sickness of spouse, fruitlessness, delay in getting married, fruit, anything that has put the marriage under pressure,
today that pressure is over forever.
Amen.
I decree the release of answers, the release of fruit.
Amen.
The release of children.
Amen.
Between now and this time next month, my God and your God shall answer you.
And for the singles, the instruction that you need to hear will be released to you between now and the next time we meet.
Amen.
And your testimonies shall be permanent.
Amen.
I call it on.
Amen.
Now I'm going to hear your testimonies.
Amen.
Starting from tomorrow, as the convention starts full blast, we are going to hear your testimony. And we'd like to hear it from you. Now you are going to practice some things right from here on your way home. Affirm your wife, affirm your husband. And do all the things. Forgive them, release them, love them, show them that love, and we shall see your testimony. Send your wife, your husband, the text message. You know, there was a meeting some time ago where they asked people to send message to their spouse, and some people were so confused because the woman received the message, say, "Honey, I love you," and he said, "Ah, is this man drunk or something? Because only in drunkenness will he say such a thing." That is, it was not normal for the man to say, "Oh, the man has drank again." Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, even if people don't believe that you mean it, just keep on, just keep at it, and just prove that you are a changed person. Prove that you mean it. Prove that you are not drunk. Prove that this is real, and in a short time, it will be clear that has become your behavior. So shall it be. And now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, arise unto a newness of life.
Hallelujah.
Newness, arise, 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 shine, for your light is come. Celebrations, everybody in the crowd, shake the hands of three people around you, and create them.
Hallelujah.
Lost in your love.
Creator of the universe.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
You are coming back with your testimony. We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can't stop it. Child, Allah can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing, nothing, nothing can stop it.